We're sitting here with Justine Williams at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. Justine, your work, Milk Seeped in Bread and Rocked the Leg. Would you like to tell us some of the components of the work?
Sure, Natasha. I suppose, I mean, the work essentially is a video installation, and the work has a lot of sculptural elements in it. So when you kind of arrive around the corner into the space, you're confronted with shelving units that are constructed specifically to house these video projections, of which there are eight, and they're quite intimately sized video projections, except for two of them, which are a little bit larger, and they're projected onto tables, and the tables are kind of just leaning against the wall, and those tables actually were originally inside the video, so there's some of them, they're actually kind of remnants or relics from the actual videos. There's also, if you when you walk in, there's also this wall, and that insulation that you usually don't see is actually exposed. And but then I've also removed some of that and just placed some other elements in the wall, such as cardboard and bread and clothing and photographs.
And it was really a responsive process, wasn't it, working with that space?
Yes, oh, that was wonderful. The fact that the architects had transformed the space, and then we didn't put the cladding up, and then for me to bring that set, which is inside the video, and then bring it out into the space, but not in a way that was so obvious, or it was more like an archived layering or something.
It's a really wonderful environment. And you said you include photographs in the space around it, in the environment, which are sort of fragments of past work.
Yeah.
And you began your career as a photographer. Do you want to tell us how you segued into making video work?
Yeah, because I used to kind of make a lot of these abstract photographs, which kind of captured a speed and a movement. And there was a time when I was making these particular series of photographs, and the still camera wasn't doing it for me. And someone just suggested that I use a video camera and I could pull stills from it. But the minute I started using the video camera, I found it was something new, and it was really movement. It was about movement, yeah.
Do you want to talk perhaps about how you reference the European avant-garde in your work?
Sure. Well, I've always had an interest in, that early avant-garde, the Dada, particularly Kurt Schwitters, Mertzbau for me, that total environment. And also it was just that work, the Mertzbau. I mean, he actually had four goes at that because it was destroyed with fires and all sorts of thing. And what I like about all these, they just were in his house. It's the home. It was building art in your house and with everything or anything that you had. It didn't matter. So,
So it's interesting you're talking about the home, the
yeah,
domestic,
yes.
and there's this sense of the familial about this work. How do you explain that?
My parents have always been there in my kind of supporting me, and even sometimes just they've always been interested, yeah. And I just had a need for them to be in the work. I can't describe it. I just felt like it was right for them to perform. And the elements in the work, I suppose, were bread and milk. And then I've also got even things within one of the videos. You can see I've got a coat hang. I've got a lot of coat hangers. Well, the chessboard, I suppose, that's another thing. So one of my favourite photographs is Man Ray's Dust Breeding, which is of Duchamp's large glass. And in my dreams, I always wish that that kind of chessboard table was somehow, I'd love to have made something like that. But so anyway, it's just ends up being this crazy game of sorts that people play between each other. And even though we weren't really playing, it was just, yeah, it was three-dimensional chess of some sort. I don't know. It
I
was
also
referencing.
read it as a metaphor for the to and fro and back and forth of the family.
That's exactly right. And it's also, taking turns and you're up next. Yeah, there was all that going on. But I was impressed with my parents performing. They were great. They were better than me. My father just went off.
Well,
I
you're in this section of the exhibition that's loosely around ideas of longing and memory, an archive of feeling. So
That's
you
right.
see that coalescence of the public and the private, I think, in the work. Almost also, I was going to say, in these constructed environments and natural environments.
That's right. And actually, I'm really happy that I have kind of pushed myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if people can see that, but I know within my own practice, I know I pushed myself in that I've actually made, there is that difference now. And I think that actually, I was worried it wasn't going to work, but I think it does. I've pulled it off. It looks great.